Flock Safety has recently quietly rolled out a new feature that turns their gunshot detection microphones into constant human conversation surveillance. In this video, I will cover the new feature and why privacy experts are begging cities to rip these things down before it's too late. So first, let me briefly explain what Flock Safety actually is. You've probably seen the cameras in your neighborhood. They're automated license plate readers that sit on poles and record every car that drives by. They're in over 6,000 communities across the US, but recently they've released something called the Raven system. These are high-powered microphones that originally were supposed to detect gunshots and alert the police. However, in October of this past year, Flock announced something called distress detection. Their microphones can now listen for sounds of human distress, like screaming or wailing, and automatically alert the cops. These also aren't regular microphones. They're described as high-powered microphones parked above densely populated city streets, and that means that they can pick up conversations from far away, even in noisy environments. Unlike a camera that just shows you walking by, audio captures everything. The actual words you're saying and the emotion in your voice. Your voice gives away much more than people think. Voice data can expose your age, gender, health conditions, personality traits, and emotional states. Companies have literally patented technology that figures out your health problems just by analyzing how you talk to your smart speaker. This audio can also be used to build a profile on you, where you go and who you're with. When this data gets stored, it also creates a huge target for hackers. Voice recordings can be used for identity theft and voice cloning. Now here's where it gets really messy. Most states have laws against recording private conversations without consent. They're called eavesdropping or wiretapping laws. In states like California, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, and Illinois, you need everyone's permission to record a conversation. Breaking these laws can get you fined $2,500 per violation or even thrown in jail. But in these cases, nobody really knows if these laws apply to Flock microphones yet. The government isn't part of your conversation, but they're recording you anyways. The courts haven't figured this out. And even in places where recording might be legal, you're supposed to let people know they're being recorded either way. There likely aren't going to be signs on every street corner warning you that you're being recorded. The other issue is that Flock's gunshot detection already has massive problems. Car backfires get mistaken for gunfire, fireworks trigger false alerts. According to the Illinois Village Trustee, over 99% of Flock's alerts don't result in any police action. Now imagine applying that same broken technology to human voices. What counts as distress? Potentially kids playing and yelling on the playground, actors rehearsing a scene, someone cheering at a sports game, someone crying about bad news. The system has no way of telling the difference. This also isn't just annoying, it's dangerous. In Chicago, a similar gunshot detection system called ShotSpotter sent police to what they thought was active gunfire. A child got shot at by officers responding to a false alarm. Now imagine that happening because the system thought someone screaming at a concert was in distress, or potentially because kids were playing too loud. Police show up thinking there's an emergency, and suddenly a normal situation becomes dangerous. There's also a bigger issue here. The First Amendment protects your rights to speak freely. But when you know microphones are listening and analyzing your emotional state, you start watching what you say. Maybe you don't want to have that loud conversation about politics. Maybe you keep your voice down when talking about something controversial. That's called the chilling effect, and it kills free speech. Schools and public spaces naturally have loud, passionate conversations, and that's totally normal. But now these conversations might be triggering police alerts. The Electronic Frontier Foundation called this feature a whole new can of unforeseen legal, civil liberties, and even bodily safety consequences. They're telling cities to cancel their Flock contracts before people get hurt. The ACLU has been tracking Flock's expansion into surveillance tech, noting that they have now solar-powered video cameras, drones, and audio detection hardware. It's a full surveillance system, and some cities are starting to listen. Evanston, Illinois, canceled their Flock contract and ordered the equipment removed. When Flock mysteriously put the cameras back up, the city sent them a cease and desist letter and literally covered the cameras with black tape. Two members of Congress launched an investigation into Flock last year. They looked at how the company enables invasive surveillance practices that threaten the privacy, safety, and civil liberties of women, immigrants, and vulnerable Americans. Flock's response claims that their system uses unbiased algorithms that are continually improving. They say it helps victims get faster police response and preserves evidence. But notice what they don't say. They don't explain how the technology actually works, they don't share accuracy rates, and they don't tell you how long they keep your voice recordings or who has access to them. Here's the bottom line. If your city has Flock's Raven system, their microphone's listening to you right now. They're recording your voice, your conversations, your emotional state, and the data is being stored somewhere. It could be hacked, it could be misused, it could trigger false police responses that put you in danger. And the worst part is that most people don't know this is happening. No one asks for permission, and there likely aren't warning signs around these microphones. This is mass audio surveillance in public spaces, and it's spreading to thousands of cities without any real debate on whether we want it. Cities need to demand answers before deploying this stuff. How accurate is it? What's the false positive rate? How long is audio stored? Who can access it? What happens if these systems get hacked? We need laws that actually address this. State eavesdropping laws weren't written for government microphones on every corner. We need clear rules about consent, notification, and limits on what these systems can do. And honestly, based on the 99% failure rate and all the privacy concerns, maybe we just don't need this type of technology at all. Please subscribe and let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Thank you.